It is time for Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Werpin. Judy, of course, joins us here on a Thursday morning. She is the co-author of The Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also author of the book Simon Loses His Tummy, the Kindle edition, and Before Her Voice Was Still. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning to both of you. It's nice to share the same climate zone with you for a little while.
Really? Or are you making this up?
No, we're here in Boston. Arrived very late last night. It's a beautiful day here.
Is it really?
Anyway, it occurred to me that, as you were saying, you know, that I'm talking about food and mood. That the thing I really am planning to talk about today is definitely food and mood. And it all came about when I was sort of scanning some announcements that came from an email that I get from one of the organizations that sells supplements, food supplements, and it was announcing the presence of a new assortment of candy bars, chocolate bars, that not only will give you that delectable chocolate taste that many people crave, but also quite specifically deal with a variety of mood states that could be improved. For example, there is a chocolate bar that's formulated to help women with PMS, chocolate bar to help women who have menopausal symptoms like hot flushes and memory loss, another chocolate bar just for stress, and the chocolate bar that really caught my attention was something called Sexy Chocolate. And Sexy Chocolate is not only going to help your mood, but according to the advertisements, this is for real, it really will enhance, these are all for women, by the way, enhance your libido, will increase your sex drive, will make you more, I guess, warm and cozy and cuddly, or whatever. But in any event, it's supposed to do great things for you in that realm. And I thought, this couldn't be true. Of course it isn't, but it couldn't really be true. And I looked at the ingredients, and the ingredients are your sort of expected list of herbal extracts with unpronounceable names and difficult to spell from countries that you may never have heard of. But what really caught my attention was that the Sexy Chocolate was able to potentiate its effects because it contained an extract called Libifem, L-I-B-I-F-E-M, from a incredibly ancient herb called fenugreek. And fenugreek apparently has been around, well, for about 6,000 years, and is even mentioned in the Bible. It's used apparently quite a lot for in Indian cooking and also in the Middle East because it has a very lovely flavor to it. And it was considered to, one of its virtues is continued to confer blessings on people. So sometimes people ate it around a new year to confer blessings for the coming year. But nowhere in the 6,000-year history was it ever associated with increased libido. You know, and I mean, you can say that maybe places where there's a larger population and people ate fenugreek, that was really the outcome, but there really was no substantial evidence to back this up. And I thought, here is, you know, it's sort of crazy. Here is a whole array of products that, you know, have a very fancy website, you know, have gotten some mention on this supplement website also, as you know, as well. You can go on the internet and buy the candy bars. But you know, there really is no information about really does it work. And even more interesting and really sort of worrisome is how much should you eat? So it showed the serving size, you know what a regular chocolate bar looks like. Two squares would be a serving size. Well, who could ever eat two squares of a chocolate bar? Unless you were.
Are you talking about the big ones or the Hershey ones that are more chiclet sized?
Well, you know, just a typical one. You know, the absolute, just average, like Hershey bar. You know, with a little square. So,
do you mean who could stop with that, or who could?
Yeah, who could stop with just two squares?
I don't know, but this reminds me of it. I just want to just mention this because I saw this about 3 or 4 years ago. And of course I had to ask about it. They started marketing dog chews, dog treats that treated, quote, quote, an array of issues. So you could get a treat that was good, that had glucosamine, that was good for the joint. It was a joint treat. And there was a this treat and a that treat and a tummy treat. And
right.
And the fact is that there isn't even enough whatever's in it or on it. I'm going to call it powder, but I'm just making that up for the purposes of this conversation. There isn't enough stuff sprinkled on it to make it even worth...
Exactly.
And so I'm thinking that this is a wonderful, you know, there are people who can sell and there are people who can market. And I just think that regular consumers should be perhaps a little more aware of, what do you want to call it, inconsistencies? Just, I don't know what to say.
Well,
is it a little more cost conscious?
Exactly.
I'm running out of words. I just.
Well, but you know, you could say, well, if I eat two squares, is it a homeopathic dose? I mean, how do I know there's enough in it, in two squares, to take away my PMS mood changes or my hot flushes or my increase my libido or something? But on the other side of that, what if your kids got into it? It's chocolate, for goodness sakes. It's packaged like chocolate. What if your kid said, wow, look, mommy stashed all this chocolate in her drawer, and let's eat it because mommy's busy on the computer, you know, doing her work. And the kids ate two bars. I mean, is there going to be an effect because of all these herbs that are in it? You know, I mean, they all have side effects, and they all, you know, they're all warnings associated with them. They come from a institute in the National Institutes of Health for alternative and complementary medicine. So this is not without its, you know, potential danger, although it's probably pretty small. But how you can just throw out a chocolate bar and say, oh, wow, it's going to do this, this, and something else. We don't know how much you should be eating. We don't know if you might be overdosing. We don't know if you might be not getting enough. And then people, are they going to buy it, Jill? Yeah, I guess they will.
It was like when the light line of foods came out, light potato chips that are 75% less calories. What people didn't understand is that people who like to eat potato chips will make up the difference by eating more of them. No, it's true.
Yeah, sure.
I mean,
it goes along with everything.
It goes like with chocolate, and none of this is really regulated by the government. I mean, not that the government is perfect in regulation, but none of it is really tested, and you just don't know. Like you say, there's so many question marks out there. But you know the old line, Judy. There's a sucker born every minute. Really, it's true.
I know. And they're probably going to be lining up, you know, pressing that little button on the internet and having it mailed to them.
Well, what makes it
a
little harder now?
Well, maybe if it works, well, I guess we'll have a lot of happy people and maybe more babies. Who knows?
And more fenugreek, certainly.
And maybe if it makes you feel good, I guess, what the heck, you know.
But again, doesn't
chocolate make you feel good? Why do you need to go
absolutely.
That was the point of the dog feed story.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Of course chocolate makes
just
you feel good.
Just go get a chocolate bar. You'll feel much better.
So you know, you can sell a chocolate bar that costs $5 more and here you go.
Exactly.
All right.
Oh, well, keep warm.
Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman and Marshall Miles, Food for Mood.